Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 people, I am back again so soon. How you doing? It's 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live and direct from 7th and Broadway in downtown Hollywood. Yes, we are live and direct. How you guys doing out here? Psyche Kesset, the Bing is back in the mix, back in the groove at this hour before the midnight hour. Wasn't there a song that went midnight hour? Again, I just say hello to Sandra and Sandy in the booth over there saying hello, waving at me, and I'm waving back at them. We're going solo tonight, like crew. You know, check this out. I got a lot of emails from our listeners, and it was brought to my attention, I believe it was from a colleague of mine, David Tran, that after our last show, after about 20 minutes, it was like dead silence. And I was like, well, are you serious? He goes, yeah. I'm like, no. So I got a few emails saying, Saeed, we was waiting for the whole 45 minutes, but after 20 minutes, it was dead air. And I said, oh, my God, the embarrassment. So I said to myself, I know we paid our bills. Could you imagine the embarrassment of being online live and hearing a call coming in? We were calling about your outstanding balance. You have 30 seconds to pay or we would disconnect you. So it wasn't that. But well, I did some research and found out there were some server issues on our show here, on our station, actually. And I believe there was some electrical issues within the building that we're in. So I think that just coalesced to cause a problem and actually drop us from the server connection, which I didn't realize, being that I'm running two different laptops here and two different microphone switchboards and all that good stuff. I mean, there's a lot of equipment around me, so sometimes I get lost in the confusion of technology. So anyways, it wouldn't be fair to our last word on the street, Lillianne, to have half a show and treat her like that, like an old towel on the clothesline left out in the backyard and the hurricane's coming. We couldn't do that to her. Not with all that's going on with her play, Love You. So we said, you know what? Actually, I said, we're going to do another show. We're going to do it tonight. Now, I wanted to do it at 9 o'clock, but I wasn't able to because, again, I was medicated. And on that note, I must say, let's give a special shout-out to our sponsors for the show, Vicodin, Valium, and Ibuprofen, and their new partner, Naproxen. So, again, I'd like to give a shout-out to our new sponsors for the show for tonight, Valium, Vicodin, Ibuprofen, and Naproxen. A good law firm will definitely take you out or put you out either way. So listen, today we're going to talk about Lillianne's play, Love You. And people, I do love you guys. That's why I do this. That's why I have fun. I enjoy it. It's a great groove to really be out there talking to people and talking to you guys. And I really want to thank you for taking the time to listen, to chat with me live, to call in and send me emails. Like I said, it's fun. It's a great groove. I enjoy it. So now, Love You. What's it about? Who's it by? It's by Lillianne. So let me tell you about Lillianne first, all right? Let's get to the groove. Let's get to the mix. We got 45 minutes, and we got some music to mix in and out. So hopefully the music will flow and not have issues with the server. Anyway, let's get on with this program. Word on the street. Today, Lillianne's currently running play, Love You. And as for Lillianne herself, she's a graduate of L.A.'s prestigious Art Center School. Playwright, artist, poet Lillianne began writing her original musicals while growing up in her native San Francisco. Was there a song about San Francisco? Can't remember the song, though. Anyways, later, she provided financing for her theatrical material through the sale of her own original visionary paintings, sculpture, jewelry, and books. For her efforts through the years on the legit stages of Hollywood, she's received numerous accolades from such notable publications as the Los Angeles Times, who dubbed her, quote, best technical director, end quote, and the Hollywood Reporter, who heralded her, quote, an outstanding musical writer, quote, as the creator of the book, music, and lyrics for such original musicals as, quote, More Than a Love Affair, Soulmates, Cosmic Sands, Soul Journey, and now Love You. People, author, artist, poet Lillian believes literature, art, and music have the power to transform lives. Quote, but in order to accomplish this end, says the playwright, everything has to connect, end quote. Quote, as an artist, I train myself to see subjects from all angles. Therefore, I can see the relationships between art and literature, between poetry and the brushstrokes, and colors on the canvas as they combine to articulate relationships and communicate deeper layers of the meaning for the text I am interpreting. Yes, that's what she said. So I'll read it to you again, because I'm getting these looks from Sandy saying, what were those words she was using? So anyways, Sandy's an English major. So when she hears words like that, she feels it's a kindred spirit. So I come to you again in Lillian's own words. Quote, as an artist, I train myself to see subjects from all angles. Therefore, I can see the relationships between art and literature, between poetry and the brushstrokes, and colors on the canvas as they combine to articulate relationships and communicate deeper layers of meaning for the text I am interpreting, end quote. The focus of her work, we're talking about Lillian this evening, the focus of her work, whether as an artist, playwright, or poet, has always been to communicate and connect with her audience. As she says in her own words, while attending Art Center, I worked as an art director for Teen Screen and other publications targeting the teen market. And throughout my career as a musical playwright and producer in LA, teens and young adults have always gravitated towards my work. Although Lillian's work appeals to people of all ages, children and teens have always naturally gravitated towards her paintings, theater, music, and poetry, and working in, around, and for the advancement, learning, and welfare of the children has been a recurring motive throughout her work. Her entire career has been spent creating a body of work with them in her heart, working alongside such notable organizations as the Muscular Dystrophy Association, the Rebuild LA Committee, Tears, that is T.E.A.R.S, an anti-gang outreach program in East L.A., Youth Camps of America, and the city of Big Bear Lake, which benefited from her efforts in helping them secure their new community theater. People, before we continue, we must take our commercial break, and I want to touch on something that was mentioned earlier when it came to Miss Lillian here, and that's when she said, as note this, people, later, she provided the financing for her theatrical material. She financed her for her production. And with technology, it's the great equalizer. But I say that to highlight the fact that so many people out there are saying they can't do this, they can't do that, because this person won't let me, that person won't let me. People, if you want to do it, you do it. Lillian said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to finance my own creations. That's what it's about. And if you finance your own creation, you control your own creation. And if you control your own creation, you can do whatever you want to do. And what I want to do right now is take a commercial break, and we're going to use this song to highlight the aspect that with technology, you are free, because now we are free to do what we can do. People, I hope you're doing well out here. This song is for you. Now we are free. Hold the line. Yeah. People, now we are free with technology. We can do what we want to do. I'm doing this show because I want to do it. Have some fun. Have a good time with people. That's what it's really about. Really just, you know, using the medium to highlight those people that are doing great things, organizations that are doing great things. So if that's you out there, if you're, you know, my Facebook people out there listening to me live, my Twitter folks who are seeing the link there and coming to me through there, you got something going on, whether it's media, you know, media and entertainment, film, television, advocacy, you're fighting for particular rights, human rights, you're fighting for children, women, educators, whatever you have going on. I don't care if it's sneaker wear. Send it to me. Soon. We can almost start charging. I get so many requests. But no, seriously. I do wear on the street because I got a few emails asking me why I do wear on the street. And the reason why is that there's so many unsung heroes out there. There's so many productions out there. There's so many individuals doing great work that I don't feel get the press they should get. And as you see a lot of these media outlets consolidating their media reporting staff and laying off people and things like that, it's going to be more difficult if you don't have a lot of publicists and backers and financial support for your organizations or your endeavors. So for me, you know, I've spotlighted, you know, Hollywood United for Haiti. I've spotlighted Far From the Angel's Gaze, a play. You know, it's a lot of things. So in this case, tonight, again, it's by Lillian's Groove. So let's get back to Lillian's flow here, what's been happening. Now, following the recent publication of Lillian's free verse novella, Soulmates, A Poetic Journey, she was invited to appear as an author in residence at several California Southland schools. In preparing for these appearances, she discovered how to synergize her work to maximize the connection kids make between the various fields of art, music, and literature, modeling for them how to really unlock their creative potential. When she realized how successful her process was, she felt now was the time to share it with everyone by creating an after-school program called Project Spirit Link to promote her patented in-school curriculum. Picture a poem, the lessons plans for which she has developed input from her educator husband, Lane Harrison. Recently, Lillian was considered by Warner Brothers Emmy-winning former VP of animation Christopher Keenan to produce her original animated series, Kataka's World, the theme song for which introduces her own rhythmic trademark sound, Spirit Link. Kataka's World really has something to say, said Keenan, who received an Emmy for his work with Steven Spielberg on the cartoon series Animaniacs. For more information on Lillian's Love You, visit www.lillianslovyou.com. And that's you, people. Forget that texting you. This is you spelled out, all right? Lily Ann's Love You. That's LOVEYOU.com. Or give them a call at 323-284-7982. And it'll be by chance that we actually have Spirit Link in the queue here. So let's give you a little sample here if we can make this connection work for us. This is something by Lily Ann. It's called Spirit Link, as we had just mentioned. In the previous words, I had talked about her creations. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Spirit Link. Enjoy.
I'm gonna fly to the sky, the air that takes me.
I like that cut. You know, it reminds me of, first of all, when I heard the opening beat, you know, I'm from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, born in Kinshasa. So I'm on a Kinwa, half Baluba, half Bakusu, throwing the flag up big time, people. Much proud to be Congolese. I was listening to the opening cut. I was like, hey, that sounds like some traditional beats from back home. I like it. It has that flow from, what was that Lionel Richie cut from back in the day, All Night Long. Kind of has that happy spirit to it. Makes you dance, makes you flow, gets you in touch with your spirit. I like that. I like the way it flows. We have a little something else here, another little special cut from the play, Jelani's vocals on a song called When Forever Is Over. But we'll get to that, but not yet. Let's get on. People are asking now. I'm getting some emails here. Saida, okay, what's the play about? Okay, here we go. Anyways, listen, quote, when the lights hit these luminous abstract paintings, they actually become characters in the story, remarks musical playwright Lillianne, the set designer for a contemporary original musical, Love You, wowing audiences at its official world premiere Friday, March 5th, at the Pan Andreas Theater in Hollywood, California. Quote, the sets are alive with incredible energy, says George Pan Andreas, owner and artistic director of the Pan Andreas Theater, following the performances of the production's first smash week. Quote, as a multi-talented playwright, composer, and artist, Lillianne has created a captivating world of brilliant color in her staging of Love You, added the impresario. Lillianne's Love You encompasses the before and during performances, going on and throughout an uproarious night in the life of Hollywood nightclub diva Mary Lynn, played by Lauren Paff, Elvis wannabe club owner Nick Page, played by James Chalk. I hope I'm pronouncing that last name. It's spelled C-H-A-L-K-E. Country bad boy Toby Kiss, played by Andreas Kramer. Groupie Charles Love, played by Scotty Jones. That's a smooth name, Scotty Jones. Backup singers Peggy, performed by Nicole Cerami. And Sue, performed by Amber McConnell. Club choreographer Johnny B. Good, portrayed by Apollo. And percussionist Bob Hardley, portrayed by Ja Amen Mobley. Again, that is Ja Amen Mobley, portraying Bob Hardley, as the stage is set for an electrifying musical whodunit unfolding before the audience's very eyes. Quote, through her production's dazzling original musical numbers, hysterical comedy, and captivating staging, Lillianne has really created a complete audio-visual theatrical feast for audiences to enjoy, added lighting designer Joe Fusco. Quote, the show is ready to take to the next level from L.A. to Broadway. People, that's the show. You think I'm lying about it? Let me give you this quote. Dubbed, quote, an outstanding musical score, end quote, close quote, by the Hollywood Reporter for her previous work on the legit LA stage. Her newest musical effort features 14 original pop, rock, alternative country, and urban contemporary radio-ready songs sung live by the actors, depicting her hilarious characterizations in this night in the life of a not-so-typical Hollywood nightclub. People, that's what's going on. People, that's what's happening. People, it's Love You. Let me give you another sample of another song from this production. This song is called When Forever Is Over. We have 21 minutes left, so I might not be able to play the whole thing, but I want to give you a little sample of what's going on. These are Jelani's vocals. Jelani, talk to me. That's a nice cut. That's a nice cut. It has a nice airy feel to it, a nice flow to it. I like that. I like that. People, let's go on with the groove here. All right? So here it goes. Quote. I didn't say quarrel. I said quote. There are really no original new musicals being done right now, and New York has its eyes on us. Los Angeles is where all the great new shows are born, says Pan Andreas. And Lillian's Love You really is a must-see. And this is according to Pan Andreas, who owns the theater. I mean, you could say, okay, it's a conflict of interest, but I know that guy. I mean, I know this person. There's a whole lot of reputation. All right. And when he, you know, when Pan says something's nice, he's never wrong. It's nice. And in Pan's own words, and Lillian's Love You really is a must-see. Now, you want some information about where it's going down, where it's happening? Here it is. Now, it's now showing Friday and Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. at the Pan Andreas Theater, located at 5125 Melrose Avenue, two blocks east of Paramount Studios in Hollywood. General admission tickets for Lillian's Love You are $20 and are available through the reservation line at 323-284-7982 or at the theater box office after 5 p.m. prior to performances. For more information, visit lillianslovyou.com. You know what? You don't always have to say www. And everybody keeps saying www. But with technology, if you just enter in lillianslovyou.com, it's going to come up anyways. All right, so people, Today's Word on the Street is about Lillianne's Love You. It's a nice groove, it's a nice play. You should definitely check it out. Definitely get out there. If you're out here in the Los Angeles area, there's not a lot of plays that, you know, really any good. This one's different, you know? And for me to talk about, it says a lot because I'm like, well, I think one of the most critical people around. But at the same time, you have to be fair. So tell me, people, as Miss Lillianne financed her first theatrical production, what are you doing with your dreams? What are you doing with your thoughts? What are you doing with your visions? What do you see? What do you want to do? What are you about? Are you just going 9 to 5, 8 to 4, 7 to 3, overnight shift? Is your life just about, you know, going someplace so you can have money to pay where you go back to? Are you just working to pay bills? Are you just working to be alive? Are you really alive? Are you following your dreams? Let me ask you this question. Is where you are right now where you thought you would be 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 1 year ago? If it's not, why are you there? Do you like where you are? No problem. Can you elevate yourself from where you are? Then let's make it happen. But if where you are right now is not where you thought you would be some time ago, you got to look at back. You have to look back and ask yourself how you got in the situation and what you can do to get out of it. Because just because where you are isn't where you want to be means you have to stay there. All you have to do is take it one day at a time, all right? Literally, you take it one day at a time, look what's going on, plan your dreams, focus on your goals, everything will flow. But it's one thing to visualize it, but you have the stamina and the endurance and the patience and the will to work at it, to make it happen. Brett Ratner once asked Michael Jackson, what advice do you have to people that want to break in this business or to be successful? And Michael Jackson thought about it, and he said, study the greats and be greater, all right? Don't think weeks ahead of time, months ahead of time, years ahead of time, people. Just think one day at a time.
Myself that I can't win, so I'm inviting some help. And hey, now I take right from the left. I'm still like a kid looking for stripes on my belt. That day is a fight in itself, so I just pray and hope God take the life of myself. No matter how much I try, stay alive, I'ma die, man. Still standing and in love with my pride.
Frivolous beats, we pass that. I try to keep some income coming in and collect on my ass cap. But rappers in the game ain't changed. And I finally realized that we not in the same game. The hating will never end, so I guess I deal with it. The 4-5 cop killers, yes, I'm still with it. The streets is military, you gotta be a soldier. Gotta stay leery and keep your eyes on the rollers. They do what they gotta do, just shackle and hold it. So we gotta do what we gotta do to keep growing one way at a time. Keep the faith in your mind when we continue growing. One day at a time.
One day at a time, people. Excuse the F word that snuck in there. You know, we try to run a PG-rated show here. But then again, forget that. We have to get down as we get down. One day at a time, people. And that's all you can do. Here's the problem that a lot of people tend to do. And when you're a playwright, as Liliana is, you're a writer like myself and a producer, you know, the thing we do is we have to see the overall big picture. And the thing is, when you go see Love You by Liliana, definitely go check it out. Don't sleep on it. I'm telling you, check it out. A colleague of mine, Dr. Schaefer, sent out an email to me and several of our mutual colleagues imploring us to see this play. He gave it a thumbs up, two thumbs up and two toes. He was not playing around. It's a great production. But I say this to you that when you see this production, keep in mind and think about this, that what you're seeing on that stage was all in Liliana's mind. Each person's dialogue, movement, of course, the actors and the choreographers, they bring their various vast talents and experience and visuals to the production. But always think about this, when you see these movies, when you go see this play particularly, this was in Liliana's mind. But you can't, you know, I'm sure there are points where, you know, she had thought back and saw the whole thing at one time, she'd probably been overwhelmed. She did it one day at a time, one moment at a time, one pen stroke at a time, and put it all together. Now, I believe there's somebody here in this play, if I recall correctly, who is portraying something about Elvis, you know, Hound Dog. Yeah, Elvis wannabe club owner Nick Hodge, James Chalky. I know they're always talking about Hound Dog and Jailhouse Rock, but Elvis always had a nice little spiritual gospel soul to him. So let's do a little shout out here, and let's say this is being performed by Elvis wannabe club owner Nick Hodge, James Chalky. I don't know if he's in the play, because I haven't seen the play. I'm looking forward to seeing the play because I'm hearing so many good things about it. So let's give a little different vibe on the other side of Elvis. All right? Are you ready? Are you with me? Can you talk to me? People always say, you know, it's so ghetto. Really? What does that mean? Because this is in the ghetto.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
People, people, people in the ghetto, Elvis Presley. Listen, check this out. In a few remaining moments, let me give you some program updates of what's coming up next in the next couple of weeks, next couple of days, actually. We have about 6 minutes left. And first off, before I forget, which I obviously did, I want to say thank you to all you guys out there that send me emails and calls and stuff like that. They actually didn't give a call-in number tonight. It's actually 646-595-2892. 646-595-2892 is our guest calling number. I apologize for not giving that to you. But I want to say a special thank you to, and a heartfelt thank you to all you guys, ladies and gentlemen out there. You know, I've been dealing with a serious shoulder injury that's affecting really the left part of my back, shoulder, and arm. So it's been a very difficult last 2-3 weeks. I haven't really talked about it with a lot of people. Affected some business and my communication with people. I haven't really dealt with this issue at this moment. But, you know, a lot of people are going through much worse. So on that note, I want to say thank you to all you all for your prayers and your calls, your emails, and your chats. It means a lot. And, again, for those that want to check out this play, you need to see this play. It's called Love You by Lillianne. It's the information you can find out what's going on. It's now showing Friday and Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. at the Pan Andreas Theater, located at 5125 Melrose Avenue, two blocks east of Paramount Studios in Hollywood. General admission tickets for Lillianne's Love You are $20 and are available through the reservation line at 323-284-7982 or at the theater box office after 5 p.m. prior to performances. For more information, visit LillianneLoveYou.com, and that's Love You, LoveYou.com. Check them out, Lillianne Love You, and that's Lillianne, ANNS, LoveYou.com. People, that was our word on the street for tonight. Focusing on playwright Lillianne's play, Love You. Check it out. Hope you had a good time. Our next couple of shows, we're going to focus on, we're going to talk about Levi Lee Simmons, Lion's Den, theatrical workshop. We're going to be talking about, that movie? I believe it's a combination. We'll be talking about that over this next couple of weekend. I'm going to do a word on the street on that, the Lion's Den, produced and hosted by Levi Simmons. I'm also going to talk about Tanya Kersey, you know, from a Hollywood Black Film Festival. Oh, my gosh, she does so many things. It's amazing. And I'm also going to talk to, I wanted to interview Omid Kongo while he was here in L.A. He was so busy, you know, doing what he does. So we'll profile him. A lot of good stuff coming up. You want me to talk about you? Send me a press release. Send me some information. Send me a link. And we'll take it from there. People, we have 3 minutes left. Let's get out of here. Thank you for listening. My Facebook people, you can check me out there. Facebook.com/ Said Dibinga. That's S-A-I-D as in David. D as in David. I-B-I-N-G-A. That's S-A-I-D-D-I-B-I-N-G-A. You can find me on Twitter. And also you can find me at SaidDibinga.com. Still working on the site. It will be up and running. Also you can find me at BayindoGroup.com. B-A-Y-I-N-D-O group.com. People, time to go. Let me take you out with a little house music here. You know, there's always a solution in the underground. So people, you have a great night. Much love, Said. Kekese Dibinga, the Congolese is out of here, live and direct from L.A. Have a great night. Make a great week. And as my brother always says on the Congo, create a great day. I'm gone.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
This is for Delano in Australia.
Out there.
album.
Tonight I'm not gonna let you go.
Enjoy this groove.
Tonight, you're gonna be.